Hey, is it all right if I come in? Are you sure? Because I can leave if you want. It's no trouble. There are plenty of empty rooms. All right, then I'll just sit next to you in bed. Did you enjoy dinner? Yeah, the chef's me have been a little overzealous. It isn't often that we get to cook for such an important occasion. We could probably feed an army with the amount of food we made. I was a bit overwhelmed myself. Oh, make sure to tell me if there were any dishes you really loved, so I can have them saved for you. Otherwise, they'll be given to the castle staff with the rest of the leftovers. Yeah, I saw you eat several servings of that. I'm glad you liked it so much. I don't usually cook much, so it's very encouraging to hear such praise, especially from you. It took me quite a few tries to get the recipe right, actually. I kept using too much heat. What? I thought it would cook faster that way. I mean, it did. Just made for a crispier meal than I'd expected. How are you holding up? You seemed slightly out of it all night. While everyone was laughing and smiling around the grand table, you just sat there next to me, hardly saying a word. And though you didn't shy away from my touch, it was clear we were uncomfortable. A few times, it even looked as you if you were about to flinch away from me. I would be lying if I told you that didn't break my heart. My husband shouldn't feel unsafe in his own home. And I would like to think that you consider this your home now. Because it is. Even before everything that's happened, you were always welcome here. Always welcome at my side. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I don't like seeing you so distressed, sweetie. And if there's anything I can do to make all this better for you, I'll do it in an instant. Listen, I know this isn't ideal. You've been put in a very difficult position, one you really haven't gotten a say in. This whole affair moved so fast. No one's had time to adjust yet. You least of all. I mean, you were only coronated months ago, under the worst of circumstances. I had been able to go to the funeral. I'm told it was beautiful that the restless wind carried their ashes into a cloudless sky, and afterwards all around was silent in mourning. Even the trees ceased rustling their leaves out of respect. Your parents deserved no less. No, they never liked me that much. And the relationship between our two countries was still somewhat rocky then. It didn't feel right. I thought it would be better to send my condolences from a distance. Recently, I have begun to question that decision. I should have been there for you at least. giving you a listening ear, a shoulder to lean on. We get finally caught up after so many years apart. Reminisced about the old days, you know. Such happy memories can soothe the soul. Vidu for me. Forgive me, I assume too much. I doubt you think too much about those childhood fancies anyway. You have larger problems on your mind. Issues of state, of diplomacy. I understand. My thoughts are consumed by much the same worries. An easy lie is the head that wears the crown, no? Only I've had a little longer than you to adapt to the life of a ruler, to become accustomed to all of this ceremony. It can still be very jarring, however. Sometimes, I feel as if being propelled by a will greater than my own, a shifting, swirling vortex, a fall of the people in this country. All their hopes and desires, their fears for the future. On bad days, I wonder if it's really my own life that I'm living, or if I'm just going along with what I'm expected to. I imagine you can relate to that. Please, it's obvious you feel like you've been forced into this. No? What about when you took your oath to me? That dutiful delivery of lines as if it were some edict you were told to give. If there was any devotion in your heart then, it was to your people, not me. You've buried your desire in order to fulfill the role of king. Given up living a life filled with love so you could embrace one of service. But it doesn't have to be that way. I don't want a marriage of political convenience. And I very much doubt you do either. It would be better if we just returned to the way things were before. Not just before the elves turned their ears towards your green fields and rolling hills. I mean, all the way back, when our worlds were still full of mystery, of potential. You remember, don't you? How often my family used to visit? Yes. It was all part of some grand plan to create stronger ties between our two nations. Only, you and I got along a little better than we were expecting, didn't we? Gods. The mischief we got in. Or, well, I suppose I had to rope you into most of it. But still. And it wasn't really that bad. And more often than not, I was just trying to show off. What? It worked, didn't it? I had you following along my heels in no time. You've always been cute, you know that? You're my adorable little human. It's so fun to play with you, sweetheart. I'd forgotten how much I loved holding you down, seeing you writhe and struggle beneath me. By the way, I'm so sorry I had to take part in that ritual earlier. It's an outdated tradition, only really practiced by nobles now. For an important occasion like this, however, people can get stuffy about such silly customs. You must have felt really embarrassed being wrestled to the ground by your new wife. No, I was thinking the exact same thing, actually. It reminded me of how we used to come back after a day of wrestling in the gardens and our parents would scold us for getting our clothes covered in grass stains. Oh man, I can still remember that look on your mother's face whenever she saw us like that. Yeah, and then she always grumbled about how she didn't know why we couldn't simply play board games. I think my parents were even more freaked out than yours, though. To us, it was just a harmless game, right? But they thought I was becoming too attached to you and our games too similar to orc marriage rites. Closer ties with a neighboring nation is one thing, but I'm not sure if we're excited about the prospect of having you in the family. I wonder what they think if they saw us now. Not too surprised, no. The circumstances would shock them more than anything. They would probably expecting us to have eloped by now. It didn't really work that way, though. To think you'd be here now, not as an old friend, but instead a glorified bribe. I'm sorry. I know that must sound ingenuous coming from me. To you, this is all my fault. You're too kind for your own good, darling. However, I'm not sure I deserve your forgiveness. The truth is, I could have done more to try and stop my advisors. I should have drawn a firm line, told him an equal alliance could never happen on such terms. I'm the queen, for God's sake. They'd have to listen to me. Yet, during negotiations, I mostly stayed silent. And do you know what the worst part is? Somewhere in the back of my mind, I think I liked the idea of finally getting to see you again. So now you know. I'm not the same girl you used to play in the woods with, who was so quick to smile or strike out on an adventure. I have become a selfish woman, willing to keep a man I love like a bird in a cage. You despise me, don't you? It's all right. You can be honest. Sweetie? No, don't let go. You've caught me off guard, that's all. Come here, baby. Oh, I missed you so much. Having your arms around me for after so long, God, it just feels right. So much wasted time apart. I didn't even try to visit you. I always assumed I wouldn't be welcome in your home. That the happiness we'd once shared was lost forever. We didn't used to care about upholding archaic traditions or acting like royalty. You would simply take my hand and let me take the lead. You trusted me. Knew that wherever we went, we'd go there together. Can we ever return to that? Maybe it's naive to long for something so childish, but I don't care. I love you, and I want to make this work. So tell me, husband, will you be mine? My lover, my doting mate. Good boy. Ease into your bride's embrace. Let me have my way with you. Honey, you're shivering. Am I going too fast? Or is it just overwhelming, feeling my hands on your body like that? That's it, cutie pie. Give in. Yeah. Do you like it when I rub you for your pants? Good boy. You're already getting so stiff for me. Those desperate whimpers till right can grind into my hand. That's it. Moan into my mouth. Don't squirm, darling. Mistress is just taking those stuffy pants off for you. Your cock is even better than I imagined. And believe me, I've fantasized about this moment plenty of times. Gods, there's even a bit of pre-cum leaking out. You were waiting for this, weren't you, baby? To feel my fingers wrapping around your shaft, gently stroking you. Don't lie. Came straight to our wedding bed after the dinner. You knew exactly what I was going to do when you got here. I'm sorry I kept you waiting. But I never stopped thinking about you, sweetie. Every time one of our ambassadors came back, I'd have him tell me about my lovely prince. And I kept asking so many questions about you that after a while they started suggesting taking those little meetings over tea. I'm sure it was no secret among the court that I was interested in you. And not just as a neighboring monarch. I guess I shouldn't have been surprised by this, that they insisted your kingdom gift you to me. We needed something to bind our people together. And the members of this court likely thought I'd be happier with you as my husband. I was slightly over-enthusiastic to receive news about you. Though, my ambassador's reports these past 2 months have been troubling. Elf scouts seen crossing the border, whispers of raiding parties heading towards your villages. And now, with the United Cities in tatters, there's no buffer to hold them back. If the elves attacked, your untrained military wouldn't be able to do anything to stop them. I was so worried about you, darling. The elves are brutal, without honor. They'd cut a swathe straight to your capital, enslaving anyone they could get their hands on. And when they finally reached you, well, I try not to think about that. I can only imagine the price a king would fetch in the markets. Oh, it's okay, sweetie boy. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Just relax and let Mistress take care of everything. Good boy. Feel me teasing the head of your cock, rubbing you with the palm of my hand? You're safe with me. I wouldn't let anyone else ever touch you, baby. You are under my protection. And the elves will have to face Orchis Steel if he dare attack now. Oh, sweetie. Do you want to go a little faster? Yeah. I'll wink you nice and hard, so work up a big load for me, got it? Here, why don't I lube you up as well? Good boy. See how easily I slide up and down your cock? Why are you giving me that look, baby? Do you already miss having my soft lips pressed around yours? Tasting my spit?
Yeah? Then, open your mouth. Come on, open up. Good boy. Keep looking at me with those needy, expectant eyes. There, make sure to swallow it all. Oh, baby, you're twitching so much. Do you really like drinking my spit that much? Yeah? I want to see go over the edge, darling. Mistress is going to make you squirt all over her hand, okay? Sweetie, are you sure you want me to stop? Good boy. Saving your load for me. As a reward, how about I let you taste my juices? Does that sound good, baby? Look how excited you are. My adorable baby boy. I really do love playing with you. Seeing that noble facade collapse into submissive bliss. All I have to do is whisper a few sweet words into your ears, and you completely melt for me. See, I might as well have you on the leash. Actually, we may have to revisit that idea, but not yet. Right now, I just want you to watch as I take my dress off. There's that desperate need in your eyes again. Do you want to touch my abs, sweetie? Go ahead. I've already toyed with you so much, it's only fair you get to feel my body as well. Oh, God, you look so reverent. I'm even more toned than you expected, aren't I? Well, it's been a while since we last saw each other. It's only natural that I get stronger. Oh, yeah, rub my biceps as well. Take it all in, darling. Every inch of me. This is the body of a woman who owns you. Here, let me lie down on the bed so you can get between my legs. Ah, oh, good boy. I'm already dripping down there because of you. Oh, that's it. Use your tongue, darling. Take in my scent. Feel yourself getting harder with every breath. Yeah, by the way, you're eagerly lapping at me. I guess I already know the answer to that. Yeah. Suck on my clit a little as well. Good boy. Fuck. Is this how you imagined your wedding night, sweetie? Face pressed up against your wife's perfect pussy, servicing her? Did you stroke yourself at night, thinking about doing this to me? Wishing I would finally claim you? Yeah, oh, stick your tongue inside, eat me out. I'm sorry it took such horrible circumstances for us to be together. for me to make you mine. We both should have tried harder to see each other, to get past our pointless fears. Then maybe it wouldn't have ended up like this. I never wanted you to be forced into a marriage like me, no matter how much I longed for you. But I have you now. And you aren't going anywhere. Oh, God. Good boy. I know you love feeling my hand in your hair. Mistress is going to grind into you. You're moaning into me. Tongue fuck me, sweetie. Yes. Oh. Shit. I'm getting close. I'm going to mark you my juices, pet. Oh, I'm coming. Oh. 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 Oh, good boy. Clean me up. Oh, there you go. Oh, a good boy. Your face is a mess. No, I like it. You look like a little slut, all covered in your wife's cum. How are you feeling down there, sweetie? You haven't gone to come yet, so you must be going absolutely crazy with lust. Don't worry. I wouldn't leave you like that, all stiff and leaking. Plus, there's no way I'd be done with you so soon. This is a special night, darling, and I plan to celebrate it by using you again and again until you forget that we were ever apart. When I'm through, you'll be clinging to me like I'm the only person in the world that matters. I'll be your goddess to worship and adore. Or you might have already seen me that way, but it can't hurt to remind you. Ready for another round? This time, I want you to come with you inside me. My precious little baby boy. Get on your back. Just like that. Now relax into the sheets. Now I can climb on top of you. This is where you were always meant to be, sweetie. Pinned beneath me, your arms held down so you can't move. Mistress is going to rub herself against your aching cock. God, it feels incredible to finally mount you, to put my darling husband in his place. It's actually a little embarrassing to admit, but I even got a little turned on during the ceremony. It's just when we were wrestling, I couldn't help but think about how I was going to manhandle you later, how helpless you'd be against me. I knew it, really. I felt you starting to get hard right there in front of everyone. Oh, don't be ashamed. You couldn't help it. I had my legs around you just like this. My tight, wet pussy pressed against your manhood. Only our clothes kept us apart.
Of course you'd react to being held down by a strong woman.
And I overpower you so easily. Even if you try to push me off right now, you couldn't. Oh, such sweet whimpers. Yeah, you loved being used like a toy, don't you? Showing that adorable, slutty expression as you get teased. But only for me. Because you're my human. My husband. Mine to lavish with affection and comfort when you're feeling down. Every night, you'll drift asleep in my embrace, knowing you're safe and loved. Shh, darling. I know how much you care about me. I try to forget that once, thinking the pain of longing would disappear with those memories. They never went away, though. My desire to be with you simply grew as time went on, stubbornly, insistently, until it became a burning need. I don't know what I would have done if this marriage hadn't happened. You're right. We would have ended up here eventually. Even without the pretext of an alliance. You were meant to be mine. Good boy. I've gotten you so slick with my juices. I bet you can slip inside me with a single thrust. But we can stop here if you want. I don't want to rush you, sweetheart. And this was also sudden. You can tell me everything. Got it? If you're feeling pressured or uncomfortable, we can go straight to bed. No questions asked. I won't harm you, baby. No matter what. I thought you'd say that. Yeah? You like the thought of being treated rough? Then I won't hold back, slut. I'm going to take you like one of those elves, pin you down, and fuck you as hard as I want. Oh, good boy. Begging to be claimed. Watch as I guide you inside me. Oh, almost all the way. Fuck, you feel so good. Oh, your cock is throbbing deep inside me. And the way you're moaning my name. I can't wait to make you into even more of a mess. Ah. I want to break you, sweetheart.
My God. How is it, whore, being raped by your wife? Struggle as much as you like. It won't make a difference. I'm not letting you move. Yeah. Keep moaning my name. Say it like a prayer. As if I might give you mercy. Oh, who owns this cock? Say it. Good fucking boy. The walls of my pussy are clenching around you so tight, massaging your cock. Oh, I'm practically milking you. Oh, you wouldn't be able to resist even if I let your arms go, would you? My docile little human. Come here, darling. Mistress needs to feel your lips again. I love you. I love you. I love you. Oh, good boy. Hold on to me as I fuck you. Don't let go. Don't ever let go of me. Oh, such desperate cries of pleasure. Oh, do you want to buck your hips? You need permission first, though, don't you? That's right. And I'll only give you permission if you promise to come inside me. Oh, good pet. Oh, thrust as hard as you can. Pound into your mistress from below. Your cock just got harder inside me. Are you about to come? Yeah? Come with me, sweetie. I want you to blow your load as I squirt all over your perfect cock. Yeah. Give me an air, darling. Impregnate me on our wedding night. Oh, I can feel you spasming. Yeah. Do it. Put me full of your seed. Oh, knock me up. Good boy. Good boy. Get it all out. Empty those heavy balls for me. Oh, baby. You look completely spent. I didn't go too far, did I? Good. Because I was planning on tying you up next time. There's so many things I want to do with you. But... we can wait.
We should get at least a little bit of sleep before the sun rises. Tomorrow will probably be just as busy. The council members always find more work to be done, more reports that need to be read.
Hey, it's all right. You'll have me there to keep you company. Maybe I'll have you sit on my lap while we work. What? Don't you think that'd be cute? I'd certainly show how well the alliance is going. Or? We could just wait a few months to announce that I'm pregnant. I think that'd get the message across. Your cum so warm inside me, sweetheart. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that did the trick. Though, there'll be plenty more opportunities to make sure. Here, let me move off so I can lay beside you. Move over. I want my little spoon. Ah, that's better. You want to hear something funny? Well, you know the big garden by family's castle? The one we used to play in all the time? I keep dreaming about it. At least once a month for years now. Nothing actually happens in the dream either. I just walk around in the garden, looking at the trees and flowers. Except it's very detailed. When I lightly brush my fingers against the petals of a rose or pick an apple from the tree, it's like I'm really there. I can feel everything, every gust of wind and ray of sunlight. I mean, I'm sure it's changed a lot. But I bet that garden as well as you do now. I don't know. I'm not sure it means anything. Only, it got me thinking. Maybe you could plant a garden here as well? This place could use a bit more life, frankly. Plus, we could picnic. Outside, or just sit there together and read. It'd be nice. A little reminder of the past, a dedication to the future.
But I don't have to think about all that just yet. Right now, I just want you to fall asleep into my arms. Good boy. Sweet dreams.